Пускай руководят.
Pro-Russian activists have been working to take over parts of eastern Ukraine, using tactics similar to those that helped Moscow annex Crimea. Western nations are already using sanctions to punish Russia for seizing Crimea and to discourage any possible Russian invasion of other parts of Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says economic sanctions could get much tougher.
If Russia or its proxies disrupt the election, the United States and those countries represented here today in the European Union will impose sectoral economic sanctions.
Russia's vital oil and natural gas industry could be one target of stronger sanctions. That would be a big change from sanctions that so far have been aimed just at people in Russian President Vladimir Putin's inner circle. John Chambers of the Standard & Poor's Financial Services Company says sanctions worry investors because they increase uncertainty.
But there's already been an impact on the Russian economy. You see that in the financial markets, and you see that in outward portfolio flows.
Uncertainty makes it hard for investors to assess risk, prompting them to take money out of the country. Without capital to buy and build things, the economy can stall or even shrink. Russia's economy already had problems, making it hard to judge the impact of sanctions, according to Columbia University professor Tim Fry, who spoke via Skype.
There's lots of negative underlying trends in the Russian economy that have dramatically slowed growth in the last couple of years. At the margins, sanctions may be increasing some economic uncertainty, but they're not having a broad economic impact yet.
An economist who once advised the Russian and Ukrainian governments says sanctions could get stronger. Anders Aslund of the Peterson Institute for International Economics says sanctions may have kept Moscow from taking stronger military action against Ukraine.
It's not obvious, but I think that we have worked. What we are seeing is that the Russian action in eastern Ukraine looks as if it's faltering. And one of the factors behind it is sanctions.
Aslund says Russia's economy will shrink rather than grow this year, at least in part due to sanctions. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.